Test trzeci. Zadanie trzecie. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź o sposobach spędzania weekendu. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji zdecyduj, które z podanych zdań są zgodne z treścią tekstu, a które nie. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
A curious fact about the British is that they have never quite come to terms with the idea that weekends are for resting. Saturday and Sunday are, indeed, the busiest days of the week for many people in Britain. During the week, activity has to slow down because they are at work. But come the weekend, Brits can indulge in their twin passions, do-it-yourself and gardening. What's important is the concept of home improvement. They say that an Englishman's home is his castle, and it seems that he always wants to raise another tower or dig another moat. This apparently harmless passion has had some interesting effects on British society as a whole. The most important one has been the universal desire to own one's own home. Obviously, if you are going to start removing walls and stripping out the plumbing, without professional assistance, it is better if you are the owner and not just renting the property. And then you must have one with a garden. Flats are not popular at all. The pride and joy of every middle-aged British man is his lawn, no matter how small, and he mows it with great care and regularity. That is why the suburbs around British towns are growing so rapidly. There is no grass to cut in the city centre. Another consequence are the large DIY superstores and the garden centres mushrooming around the edges of every city in Britain. At weekends, they are packed with ambitious amateurs, each with a project taking shape in his mind. Some experts believe that British children are performing badly at school because of the amount of time they spend being dragged around these centres. It will come as no surprise that with all these untrained weekend workmen running loose with power tools, accidents happen. In Britain, we have a Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, and they have recently criticised the wealth of gardening and DIY programmes on television for making complex jobs look too easy and encouraging viewers to have a go. It is thought that one of the main reasons the NHS is so overstretched is the endless stream of patients who have hit their thumb with a hammer or remove the toe whilst trimming a hedge. If you ever visit the casualty department of a British hospital at the weekend, you will see one half of the sufferers wearing old, paint-splattered work trousers, and the other half sports kits, sport being the other great way to keep active, while waiting for work to start again on Monday. It is unlikely, however, that the TV stations will relent and cut back on these programmes, as they are so very popular. The presenters of these programmes often become cult figures. They are gardening and DIY gurus, and their advice is widely sought.